Listening and problem solving are two qualities Leslie Morton says she'll bring to the assembly. A 14-year resident of the peninsula, Morton has some political experience, having been a U.S. Senate subcommittee staffer under Senator Ted Stevens. But she also focuses on her time working with the U.S. Navy as a natural resources manager.
I help Navy SEALs with planning some of their military training exercises. My goal as the natural resources manager was to protect the natural resource, but I also wanted to balance it with the needs of the Navy. What did they need? Well, after talking to the Navy SEALs, we came to the conclusion that they benefited from having a nearly pristine jungle to train in. They didn't want their training to have trails or, you know, signposts basically telling them where to go. They needed it to be very realistic, as if they were really in Southeast Asia.
She says listening will be key in trying to solve the borough's budget problems as well.
The population of the peninsula has definitely grown in the last 20 years, but the number of people serving us has not. And so that's, you know, you can combine up a few more, departments maybe, but a lot of that's already been done. And that's one of the things I want to go to my community. That's why I like listening. And I want to go back out and I want to hear from the people in my community as to where they feel are areas that could be cut, or whether they feel it would be better to try to raise more revenue.
To that end, she says she's in favor of the ballot proposition that would raise the borough's sales tax cap from $500 to $1,000 while raising an estimated $3 million in new revenue. On the other, arguably more divisive ballot measure, Prop 2, which would shutter the borough's cannabis industry outside the cities, Morton says initially she didn't have an opinion, but more listening changed that.
It's bringing in revenue. A lot of people are employed in it, and I've heard stories from folks about using it that make me believe that there's a need for it in our community. I feel like there's just a lot of medicinal uses in our community, and a lot of people are benefiting from it, whether it's economically or emotionally, or it's been more of a positive, I feel. And I've heard prohibition doesn't work. That's what one of the arguments I hear, and I tend to think I don't want to drive it back underground.
And one of the big reasons Morton decided to run was that she didn't feel hers and similar views were always being heard by her representatives on the assembly. And she says it's important to have more balance. If elected, she and current assembly president Kelly Cooper would be the only women of the 9-member body.
Women think differently than men, even when we share the same values. We think differently. We problem solve differently. We listen differently. We act differently. And so you need that. If you don't have that diversity, you're not going to come up with solutions. But I mean, husband and wives know that they approach the same problem differently. And so it's only through that teamwork that we're going to be successful.
Morton made her comments on the most recent edition of the Kenai Conversation. Her opponent in the race, Norm Blakely, declined our invitation to be on that program, which can be heard in its entirety on our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.